call order the WMPO Technical Committee meeting. Today is Thursday, May 5th, 2016, 10:03 a.m. in room 318. First item on the agenda, approval of minutes. Everybody have an opportunity to review the minutes. If you have any questions or comments. Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Okay.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next up on the agenda, old business, project update, Pam.
All right. Starting on the team of the county project, the deck has been poured on the surface and the bridge, and the remaining bridge is clean or to be set in the next day. Columbia Delaware Bridge, we're continuing the contract negotiations are continuing with the county addressing NDOT questions and comments. For county projects, Bell Road, Clark East has been selected to develop a planned project. Notice of authorization has been given by NDOT. Lincoln Avenue Phase 3, a request for proposal to have been advertised for construction inspection. And Oakwood Road Phase 3, the right-of-way certificate has been executed and notice of appeal has been issued to the consultant. Moving over to the Secretary of State's cabinet project, we do have 60, the Henderson Community College, 67425, work on the right-of-way phase of NDOT. Highway 41 and Henderson 812 intersection, final design plan pending. And we are Highway 60, Spotsville Bridge, right-of-way plans have been prepared.
Do you have any questions about any of these or any of the other? 50 scales. That makes a call. Well, we move to the IP public participation plan. We need to approve on that.
Yep, we can be real quick about this. This was before you last month. In draft form, it has not changed from the draft that was here last month. There are two copies of it floating around the building here if you want to take a look. We have a 45-day public comment period that closed on April 22nd. No comments were received with reflected any changes to the document, so we're asking for final approval today.
Use a motion, second.
Second.
Probably say aye.
Aye.
New business transportation alternative program application.
The city of Henderson is requesting $188,320 in transportation alternative funds to construct almost a half mile of sidewalk along North Green River Road. There's a map attached to the memo if you guys can kind of see the location. This sidewalk will connect to existing sidewalks, so we're kind of filling the gap, and it will provide a good connection to Indiana Elementary School, as well as connecting to one of the park transit lines. The NTO has reviewed this application based on our approved CAP prioritization process, and UITC is currently reviewing this project also for eligibility. Is there any questions? Happens or is that
no questions. We have a motion for that. Have a motion or a second? Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Moving on. Item D, any business? business. Fiscal year 2016 to 2019, TIF amendments. Approval requested. Craig.
Just took a moment, got several this month, and I'm interested in brevity. I'm going to try to do as quick as I can on these because we've got lots of things. So, INDOT requested I-64 over Plum Creek. This is bridge deck reconstruction, adding fiscal 17 CED, and construction is fiscal 18, and you'll see the cost there of east and westbound bridges. State Road 62, 66, and University Parkway to 261, planning feasibility and corridor study, add project in fiscal 17 CED. US 41 from I-69 to I-64, feasibility corridor study project, add project again for BD in fiscal 17. State Road 161 from the east junction of 62 to the west junction of 68, district paving project, structural add project for BD in fiscal 17, and construction in fiscal 19. KYTC requested a US 41A Green Street intersection improvement at Richardson Avenue, Washington Street, and 5th Street, add project for BD in fiscal 16. That's actually kind of like a corridor stop. Project as well as identifying students at those locations. City of Evansville, Colburn Avenue, US 41 I 69 Road Diet Project, revised PD estimate and schedule, fiscal 17 PE. And fiscal 17 right of way and fiscal 18 right of way. Next, request the following amendments. Section 5307, Urbanized Area Formula Grant, Operating Systems, Revised 16, Final Budget and Project Division, as well as then revised fiscal year 17, 18, and 19 programs to reflect their most current estimate. Section 5307, Urbanized Area Formula Grant, Capital Assistance, Revised 16 programs and projects. Transport Purchase, Revised Description of Budget to reflect calendar year 15, Execution and Purchase of 2 transit buses, with 5339 transit funds and congestion mitigation air quality funds. Transit bus purchase 5, revised description of budget to purchase of 5 transit buses, again funded with 5339 transit funds and congestion mitigation air quality. Total fiscal year 16 cost, that says 1274, that's actually 1.271 million. And then fiscal year 17, $1,050,000 to see there. The total project cost on those bus loads. The last amendment was requested by the MPO, the UPWP, our planning activities, revised the STP budget in fiscal 17 to reflect the current UPWP budget. That's great. So if you have any questions, ask them now. That's the preferred option.
No questions. Do I have a motion for approval? Motion, Darrell, second. Second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Item C, Craig, fiscal year 2016-2019, TIF administrative modifications information.
Yep. These are a new million of these, frankly, and they are minor changes to projects that are already within the TIF, or they were group projects eligible for administrative modification from NDOT. And we'll go over just a few of them really quickly. 2nd Street, Washington Avenue, Parrish Street, revised the right-of-way funding in fiscal 17. One Buck Avenue Road Diet Project, revised PD estimate. The sign inventory project for City of Evansville, revised the construction estimate, taken through Greenway, Feral Construction, High Rail Corridor, add PE funding in 2016, and revised the right-of-way schedule and estimate, as well as the construction schedule. Finger Greenway Drinking Fountain Purchase for installation of Shirley James Trailhead, Wall Street, and Mule Run Trailhead, revised the estimates for that project. Columbia Street, Bridge of the Pigeon Creek, revised PE schedule from 16 to 17. Lincoln Avenue Road Widening in Warren County, revised right-of-way estimate from 16. Van Road, Casey Road, this is the alternative transportation alternatives project there by the schools.
Yeah.
Schools up there in Clark County, trail construction provides PE schedule and estimate. Bell Road, road widening from High Point Drive to Sullivan Road, provides PE schedule and estimate. Town of Newburgh, set time replacement program, provides PE estimate. Rivertown Trail, Newburgh, trail construction for Milton Drive to Pollock, updates PE funding and schedule, and revised construction estimate. Then we'll go on to about 5 pages of projects that were all group projects from NDOT that were eligible for administrative modification into the TIF. These are all either bridge culvert and small structure preservation eligible projects or pavement preservation eligible projects on various state roads throughout the MPO region. So I'm not going to bore anyone to tears and read over each of those individually. The last one there, we had one request from Kentucky, Wesleyan Bridge replacement, revised right-of-way estimate in fiscal 16 is the very last item there. We didn't quite get enough, so we have one more administrative modification in your next page. US 60 from KYPC, bridge replacement project over Green River, revised right-of-way estimate in fiscal 16. Any questions?
I'm a little curious if this is typical for this time of year next year.
So you have seen for no time of year.
I haven't been here long enough to know if that is, this time of year, this is the year change, just one of those weird things.
I occasionally have a lot of things trying to resolve this year, and that was the case for much of those. Some of the initial things were cleaning up in the fiscal year items. So.
Greg, meeting on the test, MPO safety education, trust, and incident management outreach.
Now, we can talk a little bit about some of the projects that we've been doing through the ACES program. We've been working with Channel 9 here locally on some safety education outreach for various elements here in the region and also online. So the topics that we see here, which we've approached roundabouts, distracted driving, incident management, senior driving, and bike and pedestrian safety issues. All of those, both the bike and pedestrian safety issues, are now out to the public. You may have seen some of them. We've been seeing them on, I saw them on the master broadcast. I've seen them on newscasts. They're also available on our website and on Channel 9's YouTube channel. So the videos, again, were produced in consultation with Federal Highway, local and state law enforcement, and subject matter experts on each of those. And the safety improvement program has been revised in the fast track, so the non-infrastructure project eligibility is a question that may not be able to continue with education funding, and that's the Federal Highway application there. So we're going to jump straight into a few of these.
Get around the roundabout. Slow down. Speed limits are reduced, leaving you through the roundabout.
Make sure you deal with the pedestrians in the crosswalk and the cars already traveling in the roundabout.
Be clear to the right to enter the roundabout.
Exit at your destination and yield to pedestrians at the crosswalk.
Follow these rules and you'll easily get around a roundabout.
Distracted driving.
Don't multitask and drive, just drive.
It's
facilities, we're looking at the short run, some of them also have longer form versions, they use some classrooms and things of that nature.
One of the last things that is affected as we get older is our ability to drive, because we've been doing it since we were teenagers, really coming on the family member who is tired and is concerned, and she's afraid something's going to happen. I tell my patients, if you sit behind the wheel and you're terrified or you don't feel comfortable, that's when you turn to stop driving. And then usually most of my patients do that, and they realize each time they get off the seat.
Bring people down here to get
kind of high-level training, and we realized that that really, we weren't quite ready for that level of training, and we really wanted to go more to a grassroots level and have a responder course instead to get different agencies working in lower level and maybe move from there. That session was held in April. We had two sessions on consecutive days with our law enforcement, fire, and towing represented. And that was opening Vandenberg County. We actually did have some respondents from Kentucky as well. We tried to get that out region-wide. And some pictures from the training that we had and some responder course feedback there from one of our local emergency sheriff's deputies. He certainly values the training. He spoke with the training was unquestionable value, and he cleared a wreck that morning more quickly than he otherwise might have had he not had a class. So we're looking at trying to facilitate more information on that.
Yes, that's who I am, so that's probably the number.
Any questions?
All right, Bob, you see your comments again? Thank you. Public comments, Matt, public hearing, I'm going to you, FY2016, Federal Transit Administration, Station 5310, Branch Station.
Yep, today marks the end of the public comment period for the 5310 application before we submit to FTA. Within this application, the Arc of Evansville, East Castillo, and Metro Park are looking for vehicles for seniors and individuals with disabilities. So at this point, we'll open it up. We have Angie from East Castillo and your niece and Melissa from Arc. If there are any questions for them, any comments or questions? All right. The next one is the same thing for City of Evansville's fiscal year 2016 application for 5307 funds. This is for their operation and the fusion of capital projects for their year that they're in right now. Any questions or comments on that? Yes, we had the 5310 information was posted in the courier and the cleaner, and the 5307 was posted in the courier. Post notice that we are in our office. The next step is at next month's meeting, both of these will come before the city of the city for the approval of the FDA.
Are there any other public comments? Announcements or anything?